To swim, so he swim with Slink and Mountain Chicken. Milligan swim with Zanji Eel and Pushaman fleeing the island. He strung alone under swirling tides. And early on the fifth day, he met a merman. And he asked the merman, he said, "Mr. Man, where my Ayiri?" And the merman replied, "Ayiri dissolved in the flood like sugar in saliva. Only fragments remain." "And Africa?" Milligan asked. And to this, the merman calmly replied, "Many died. man with a merman to the outskirts of an undersea kingdom. He had heard about this place from the Baptist mythic. He had heard the pearl fisher's rum talk. But its dimensions had long been underestimated by even eminent cartographers. Milligan saw the black coral caves. He saw the intricate emblem stitched in bone. He saw humming fish dart between his oar and personal temple. And on the outskirts, he could see the volcano plantation, spewing magma and pumice flame from the seabed. And he saw that when the molten stone dried, crests and valleys were formed, and within these were crystalline segues and some aquatic chambers where his people lived. Milligan asked the merman, and the merman said, many things begin and end with the sea. Indeed, the earth is hollow, not solid as was thought. And such as these were the words that kept Milligan in Ulukun's kingdom, till soon he would not notice water, and we never saw him again.
Above the sun.